1957 through 2008. Welcome to the court. We see you here frequently on these challenging training matters. Please proceed.
Morning. Thank you. In July of 2004, my client Sango was the unexpected recipient of good news that it was going to be, had its products reclassified by customs. It had entered its gas meter parts and accessories. And while there was a slight increase in the duty rate, there was also an increase of about 111% in an anti-dumping duty margin. So we began by asking the Department of Commerce to...
Why shouldn't swivels and nuts be treated the same?
Treated the same? Well, we would contend they should be treated the same as gas meter parts and accessories under heading 9028. Customs Service, Customs Board Protection, has taken the view they should be classified in a different provision also together. At the time this proceeding was actually instituted by Mr. Shagman and others, the Customs Service classified a gas meter swivel under one heading, a gas meter nut under another, albeit two different headings of Chapter 73, I believe. But today, we're here because of the dumping margin, which is 111%, as I recall. But we would contend there are two distinct articles of commerce. If they choose to classify them in the same heading, that doesn't make that they're not two different classes or kinds of articles, but they just have to be classified the same.
But as I understand it, you want...
Like Canadian bacon and bacon, they're both bacon. I'm sorry.
You want, as I understand it, you want commerce. You want these two different pieces to be each evaluated separately under the various factors.
Yes, Your Honor.
Together as a unified, integrated part of a single...
It wasn't until Judge Barzilai, I believe in a footnote to what we refer to now as Sango 1, came up with the idea that they were to be referred to collectively. Because the two go together, pointed out to her...
Kind of like pipes and pipe fittings.
Well, yeah, they go together. I guess name and age, it doesn't make them the same. But that hasn't sort of fallen on deaf ears thus far, that's why we're back. Anyway, because of the dumping situation, we...
Is it critical to your prevailing that we require classification under different headings of these two parts?
No, Your Honor. No, we just don't believe they're within the scope of the dumping finding as to malleable iron pipe fittings.
Either one of them?
Neither is. And for different...
Then why are we fighting about whether they're categorized the same or separate? If neither fit, then we could win without...
Well...
Having to win your argument that they can't be considered joint.
Well, thus far, this court's the only entity before whom we've appeared that has any appreciation of the fact that we should be entitled to treat these separately, that we should be entitled to have them outside the scope.
We haven't decided that.
No, he says, not this court.
I'm just trying to understand whether it's crucial to your position.
The only way, this is a gas meter nut, the only way that the Department of Commerce could get it classified as a pipe fitting was to say that when it slid over a gas meter swivel and joined to the gas meter, that it became a fitting. Because gas meter nuts are straight threaded. Every pipe fitting is a tapered threading. So there's no way that this can thread to any pipe or pipe fitting. These are generally produced, in fact, almost every case before earlier this morning. They come in 5LT, 10LT. Goes back to the old days. 5 candle, 10 candle, 45 candle. It all had to do with the size of the open.
But Commerce made a determination to treat the two together. And then it analyzed each of the K2 factors, looking at both of them together. And so your argument, as I understand it, is that was a mistake. Because regardless of what you determine for nuts, swivels is something different. Regardless of what you determine for swivels, nuts is something different. And these five factors ought to have been applied to each one independently.
We would say apply the factors to each separately, as opposed to saying that you have to treat them as if they were sold...
So that way, we might end up with a determination, for example, with swivels, that there's substantial evidence to support their determination with regard to swivels, but not nuts. Certainly, it seems to me that's strong...
Possibly, yes, Your Honor.
You have stronger arguments for the nuts, right?
Correct.
There's no threading that they don't fit to a pipe, even on one end, even arguably.
Well, you can see that if you fit it to a pipe, you wouldn't do much. The pipe would still be going, but you couldn't then do anything with this?
But we've got to, don't we have to review this for substantial evidence?
Substantial evidence. We contend there's no substantial evidence as to the not. We contend there's no substantial evidence in this one.
Right, but what about the notion that the two ought to be treated together? And in particular, I guess I'm wondering what we ought to do about Commerce's determination that they should be treated the same, that they are sold together.
They are not sold together. For example, if you went into an outlet that would sell gas meters, swivels, and nuts, and it's not Lowe's, it's not Home Depot, but if you could find them and said, I'd like to get a swivel and a nut, they would first ask you, well, what size gas meter do you have? And let's say you say a 5LT, 5 candle.
Because the nut has to mate to the meter, and the swivel has to mate to the pipe.
And the nut not only has to mate to the meter, it has to mate to a specific meter.
Right.
A Sprague nut will not fit a Pittsburgh meter. So we have this specific difference here. And when you get them all together, it's impossible to walk in and say, I want to buy this unit. I can buy a cross, a T, a union. I can buy all kinds of malleable iron-type fittings. They're sold by that name.
Can I have you look at page 1402 of the appendix?
Oh, hand up. I guess we were giving that. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
1402 of the appendix. And by the way, throughout the appendix, one of the things that's kind of troubling, I don't know if this is supposed to be redacted. I don't think so, given there's no confidential nomenclature. So I'm assuming that all these dark marks all over the pages that make it really hard for us to understand what's on these pages have to do with highlighting, maybe?
They have to do with the fact that a clerk erroneously marked them on the right side when I had told them to mark them in the middle. And I thought perhaps you would overlook that, but that's the reason it's...
No, okay. On page 1402,
yes,
you have something in a picture there on the left that says swivel set. Okay, and I assume this was part of the record below, correct?
That's correct.
Was the rest of this, which I understand this to be the Ecmometer catalog, was the rest of this catalog also part of the record?
I cannot...
It's not in the appendix.
I cannot tell, Your Honor. I assume it was because we didn't have access to anything that was just one page. But let's assume, and I was given a handout, so I assume that you do have this one page.
That's from the current website.
Oh.
So we don't know that this is what it looked like in 2005. We don't know that this current website printout is what existed. All we have is what we were given in the appendix.
Well, if you will recall, the appendices in the two cases that have actually come before this court have probably been about 5 to 6 inches thick. All kinds of catalogs. We merely try to show that malleable iron pipe fittings are advertised and provided in separate catalogs from gas meter accessories. Here's a perfect example. These things are all gas meter accessories. There's not a pipe fitting in the pictures anywhere. So we have perhaps used it for one reason, and if you have questions about it, I will assume, yes, that both pages and maybe more. I would very seldom see a two-page catalog.
So the swivel set there in the picture on the left indicates that it's possible to buy these things as a set.
I don't know, Your Honor. I just don't know. Because, first of all...
But I thought you argued that you just didn't... You earlier told me that they don't sell these things as sets because you need to get your particular nut and you need to get your particular swivel. Because it seems to me it matters. If it's always sold together in the same package as a set, then maybe Commerce has some substantial evidence to suggest they ought to be treated the same way.
I would point out, Your Honor, that in the next page provided us, which is page 13, I note there's a page 12 in ours, so I'm going to assume, Your Honor, that in 2000, whatever it was, it's still current. You will note that they are by part number, and you don't buy anything on this page as a set. Now, whoever...
What about at the end where it says galvanized swivel set part number on the right?
Perhaps then, yes, Your Honor. It's the first I've been really focused on. I guess this is the way this particular company markets it.
What we're trying to find out here is if you look at what's on page 12, it shows a swivel, swivel nut, and swivel washer with a bracket saying this equals swivel set. Then if you go over to the next page, it says galvanized swivel set part number. Now, that suggests, and maybe it's not the case, but it suggests that swivel set, namely a nut and a swivel, are sold together. And that would, as Judge Moore suggested, perhaps support what Commerce did here. So we're kind of asking a question with respect to this document.
It is entirely possible. I noticed that this is a metric meter. I am pretty confident that if you look at your gas bill from Washington Gas or wherever it's from, they don't bill you in meters. And so this particular company, Echo Meter, perhaps offers something. They may offer it as a set. I think the exception always proves the rule. We just didn't focus on this. And in this case, Your Honor, it says it speaks for itself. This company may offer all three sets. If you look at all the other catalogs we produce, I've never seen set as a concept. And I'm sure that either the department or learned counsel, if it had been so important, would have pointed out my error if I'd made one. So,
well, we were drawn to it just because it was the follow-on page to what appears in the appendix.
Yeah, well, I must commend you. You found it at 1402. You've done your homework. So, in this case, yes, the swivel set looks like it's sold as a swivel set by a part number. But I think you look at all the other catalogs. The size of this tends to say that if you need a sprague meter, you're going to get a sprague nut. And if you can order it and find it in a sprague catalog, then so be it. It must exist. We just didn't see it in the sprague, the Pittsburgh, the other catalogs. If you look at the standards for B109, which would only apply, these are the only kinds of articles to which B109 applies. All malleable iron pipe fittings, as per the department.
These are the ANSI things,
yes,
I don't know how you say it.
Easier to say ANSI than it is to remember what the American National is about. But this is made to a different standard from all malleable iron pipe fittings. So again, we don't care. We take them as a set, you take them as individuals, they're different. And I think the opinion of the court below summarized fully distinctions. I'm not sure of my time.
You have 3 minutes for a rebuttal if you want to reserve.
I will reserve. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Welcome to the court once again.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court, the judgment below should be affirmed because the Department of Commerce complied with the Spokane and performing a diversified products analysis pursuant to K2 of the agency's regulations.
Could you be slower and louder?
Sure, I apologize, Your Honor. The trial court correctly reviewed the predetermination of that.
Well, those are all nice conclusions, but what's your response to the arguments Mr. Upman has just voiced? Where is he wrong?
Well, first of all, there is additional evidence in the joint appendix that these swivels and nuts are sold as sets. I could draw you this court's attention to page JA1310. There's a reference, and again, this is the record that was amassed by Commerce below. But there's a reference on that page to swivels, sets, and meter nuts.
Where is that at 1310?
Page 1310 of the joint appendix.
That would actually imply it would almost imply that swivels and meter nuts are something different from what's set.
Or that I think a fair inference from the record, Your Honor, would be that you can buy swivels and nuts perhaps separately, but they can also be purchased as sets.
This doesn't even indicate, though, that these things are for sale. Like, I found this to be sort of the kind of thing that would likely jump you to something else. Where in the actual catalog do you show ever that these things are sold as sets?
Well, Your Honor, the top of the page, again, this is an inference that the reader can draw, but at the top of the page, it refers to products and services. If I could draw your attention to the next page, on page 1311, it says pipe repair, meter swivel sets, and malleable iron meter nuts.
Doesn't that almost imply that meter swivel sets and malleable iron meter nuts are two different things? How do I know that the nut is included in the swivel set there? And even if Commerce gets substantial deference, this still doesn't even indicate that this is being sold. Is this just a product catalog? I mean, I couldn't find anything in Mueller that you all cited to me or even on their website that indicate they sell swivel sets.
Well, this is evidence that was placed before Commerce that would allow it.
This is just a line. It says pipe repair, meter swivel sets, and malleable iron meter nuts. From this, that is substantial evidence for Commerce to determine that a swivel and a swivel nut are sold together.
Well, Commerce didn't. First of all, Commerce didn't.
There's not a price. There's not a product number. There's nothing here.
Your Honor, Commerce did not rely exclusively on this page and determine that it would be reasonable to treat these two as together. And Commerce did make an affirmative finding that they are sold together. I think the Commerce cited a number of different factors as to why it chose to treat these two items as together, because for the reasons it's listed as determination, they have to function together.
Before we leave the issue we're talking about being sold together, what, if anything, is your view with respect to the material that we were discussing with Mr. Outman that was handed up to counsel before the argument, the Equimeter material?
Well, Your Honor, as established with Mr. Outman, the first page of that page of the handout from the court, which I understand was taken off the website, does appear in the joint appendix.
Yeah, the first page.
The first page. The second page does not appear in the joint appendix.
Is it part of the record, do you know? Because often there's material in the record that is not in the joint appendix.
Right, it is not in the entire catalog, to address it a little bit, you want the court's prior question. The entire catalog is not in the record. But frequently, as Your Honors may know, when interested parties make submissions to Commerce, they're free to attach whatever material they choose to their submissions, and Commerce is the repository of that information. So what Commerce receives is what.
So you don't know if this page 13 was before Commerce or not.
But the second page of this, no, I do not.
I guess I'm just my trouble is finding the substantial evidence for treating these two things together for purposes of it, because they've got a much stronger case that the five factors are not met with regard to the nuts than they do for the swivel. So it seems to me that if I'm not going to go whole hog with them, that maybe I need to understand why Commerce chose to treat these two things together.
Your Honor, I think there's no reason for Commerce not to treat the two items together. Customs.
Well, pipes and pipe fittings wouldn't be treated together for purposes of this order, right? You wouldn't tell me a pipe is in fact a pipe fitting.
No, but unions, for instance, are treated as, Sango concedes that unions, which consist of three parts together, are treated as a single unit under the order. The only distinction that Sango makes is a distinction without any basis whatsoever in record, that Sango decided, Sango believes that there's a distinction between unions and gas meter nuts and swivel. We don't think that there is.
But a union is always sold together. You can't actually even buy them separately. All of the evidence in the record suggests that you can only buy them together. In fact, they come pre-assembled together. You don't even assemble them when you receive them. They arrive already assembled as a single unitary piece. It is, in fact, possible to break them up and take them apart. But that seems to me to be wildly different from the nuts and the swivels, which everything I can find in the record indicates, and I certainly don't have a whole record by any stretch, which is why I'm hoping that you can bring me the things that maybe I'm missing, but everything I have in the record indicates that nuts and swivels are always sold separately, and in fact that there's a really good reason why, because you don't know what kind of nut you need till you look at your meter, and you don't know what kind of swivel you need till you look at your pipe, which means umpteen different possible combinations can exist, so it wouldn't even be very efficient or commonsensical to sell them together. So I mean, I understand that they really articulate quite a few distinctions between the unions and the swivel nut combination.
First of all, there's no evidence in the record establishing conclusively that unions are always sold together. I just point that out.
Everything in the record establishes that they are, because they're here. I mean, I can point to the page 13, 17. Every page that you have provided us in the record indicates that they're sold together. So if they're not, maybe there's something else.
All we're saying, Your Honor, is that Commerce also did not make. Commerce did not rely exclusively. First of all, Commerce did not make a finding that they're sold together. did not even rely on that. We relied more on the functionality, the fact that they go with each other, the fact that customs treats them under the same tariff pattern and said that they should be treated under the same tariff pattern. The fact that...
What is your, and I apologize for jumping in because time is fleeting. You mentioned functionality. We've talked about whether they're sold together, and we've looked at various pieces of paper, so to speak. But what in the record can you point to on the functionality point that you just mentioned? In other words, is there some kind of an expert, or is there some kind of a statement that would support? Because that would certainly, I think, be relevant one way or the other. In other words, on the functionality point, what piece of evidence can we look to in the appendix that supports this, other than a statement, say, by Commerce that it's the case?
I'm sure Your Honor is well aware, there is the record evidence, there is the conclusion by Commerce on page 261 that the record evidence shows that gas meter nuts cannot be used without gas meter swivels, and that gas meter swivels cannot be used without gas meter nuts. I'm not sure
neither can be used without the meter itself, either, right?
Yes.
Yes, so, but you would tell me a meter is affected.
No. But the evidence that Commerce was relying on, again, I don't think that there's any requirement anywhere in the statute or the law or anywhere that requires that the items be sold together. It's more of Commerce really said it was...
Oh, no, I'm saying, I'm talking about the functionality point now. What is the basis for that? What you just pointed to Commerce's statement, and that's just based on when one looks at them?
I think that, I apologize, Your Honor, I don't have specific sites, that there was relying upon the petitioner's statements. I'm sorry, I don't have specific sites. It wasn't really a point of dispute. I don't think that Sango is denying that they can function separately. I think that Sango is saying that is not a relevant consideration, and that doesn't make Commerce's
point. No, fair enough.
I guess the larger point that I'm trying to make, Your Honor, is that Commerce relied on a variety of different factors. The fact that the scope inquiries were both submitted by Sango and by McDonald. They submitted individual scope inquiries where they were treated together. The fact that customers made a determination that they...
I want to go through each of these. You're going so fast.
I'm sorry.
And substantial evidence really is kind of like if there's almost anything. Just a scintilla, I'm going to find your way. So I just need to find it in this hate field. So the fact that they asked for a scope order, and in that scope order talked about swivels and talked about nuts, the fact that they asked for them in a single combined scope order, is that the substantial evidence to support treating them together for purposes of the analysis?
Yeah, so that and
among... Is it common, I don't know the answers to all these questions, is it common that when people ask for a scope order, if they have two separate things, like here, this swivel and the nut, that they would actually file two repetitive and separate scope orders? Because certainly when you file complaints, for example, you kind of throw everything in together, get it all taken care of at once, even though there might be multiple different claims in a complaint, you know? I really just don't know the answer. I don't know how this works for filing of these kinds of scope orders. Is it the case, do you know? I mean, is it the case that if you want it to be treated separately, you have to file them in two separate orders?
No, Your Honor, I'm not sure there's a mandatory, I'd be dishonest to say that I knew that there's a mandatory requirement to file separate orders. That would be extreme. I think it's a reasonable, it's a standard reasonableness. In the scope inquiry request filed by Sango, by McDonald, the way they presented their case, did they make it seem like these were fundamentally, materially different items that should be treated separately, or were they making generalized arguments that would apply to them that would allow Commerce to treat them together? Similarly, the customs made a similar rule.
For example, like when they make the generalized argument about how these are both made to a different ANSI standard than iron pipe fittings.
Right.
That when they make arguments that apply to both of them, that justifies Commerce making them both standard altogether.
Right, and again, it's more of a common sense thing. Yes, I know Mr. Altman's going to get up and say, well, we made specific arguments about the nut. But the question is, when looking at the totality of the request, is it reasonable to treat them as together? Would it be efficient? Would it be reasonable? Would it be unfair? Would it be prejudicial not to treat them together?
Well, you would agree, wouldn't you, that you've got a much stronger case on the swivel than the nut? Because the swivel actually on one end arguably mounts to a pipe, whereas the nut never, ever mounts to a pipe.
Your Honor, I mean, my first response, of course, is that I'm not the agency, so for me, Commerce has not determined them individually, so I'm not going to speculate as to what they would do. I would agree commonsensically that standing here, yes, it would be there are much stronger arguments that we would have for including the swivel alone, as under the order, than the nut. But I would purport to prejudge what Commerce would do. I do not agree that it is readily apparent that the nut could not fall under the order too, only because we reject it for the reasons that the Commerce has stated in its. And its determination, and as the trial court explained in her very well-reasoned decision below, that we reject most of these arguments. A fitting does not need to direct, a fitting need not attach directly to the pipe on both ends. That's a strawman argument that Sango is making. So we could make
another attach on either end. But the nut doesn't attach. I might agree with you there, but the nut doesn't attach on either end.
Well, it can attach to another fitting. I mean, one can make the argument that it can attach to another fitting, and that might fall within the order. This is all speculation, Your Honor. But the principal argument is perfectly reasonable to treat them together, and Sango has identified no substantial evidence saying it's not.
So the reasonableness, is the fact that you say they function together, that they apply for in a single scope order request for both of them.
And also that Customs agrees that Customs looked at the items and giving a Customs ruling and determined that they fall within the same tariff, and Customs itself, get my hand on this quickly, because I realize I'm over and I appreciate the court's indulgence. Customs itself made a determination.
Don't plenty of things fall within the same tariff that aren't necessarily the same thing for these purposes? I mean, isn't the customs determination for a whole different purpose, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
No, the customs, you're right, Your Honor. Customs is not purporting to decide the scope question. That is obviously within Commerce's sole discretion. And also, as we've noted, Customs, the tariff determinations are not dispositive on scope inquiries. This is not as responsive as I thought, but on page 145, Customs, in considering these, considering the tariff classifications, made a note on page 145 of the Joint Appendix that gas meter swivels are considered to be pipe fittings by this industry. Again, a reasonable determination that suggests that this, that the way Commerce handled this was supported by substantial evidence. I've gone way over, Mr. Shagrin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Hagen.
May it please the court. Let me begin by saying that appellant started by arguing that his client was simply bringing these meter swivels and nuts as parts of gas meters until all of a sudden Customs said, gotcha, you know, these really should be classified not only as malleable pipe fittings, but subject to the malleable pipe fittings order. And that occurred sometime in 2002, and before that nobody knew anything about this. But as part of the record, as we have been arguing to the agency since the very beginning, the Customs Service, as early as 1991, in response, and this is at the appendix at page 141 and 142, in a request specifically from counsel to an importer bringing in meter swivels and nuts together from three countries and said, where should they be classified? Customs says, meter swivels and nuts should be classified together as malleable pipe fittings. Customs has since reiterated that on two different occasions. So it's not as if all of a sudden...
For tariff purposes.
For tariff purposes.
That's different.
And then just to follow up on your question, Judge Moore, as to tariff classification doesn't always denote scope. In this case, as in some other cases, the scope here does in fact is coterminous with the tariff classification. So the scope here is very broad. It's all malleable pipe fittings. And then the scope says malleable pipe fittings are in these specific HDSs. Now the scope then said there's some malleable pipe fittings in these HDSs which are specifically excluded, groove fittings and compression fittings. But in this case, if you're a malleable pipe fitting, in an HDS is a malleable pipe fitting, then you're in the scope. Now why is that? Because all of these malleable pipe fittings do the same things, which is why there is substantial evidence to support the commerce determination. They have the same physical characteristics. They're not dissimilar between the union and the meter swivel and nut. They're parts of gas systems. They don't always attach to pipes. Sometimes, as here, you might attach to another fitting, and then you might attach to a boiler or another apparatus. By the way, that's specifically in the head notes to the HTS for the pipe fittings, that pipe fittings don't need to attach to pipes, but that pipe fittings can attach to other apparatus. And that's the way the scope was defined. In fact, the scope largely followed the HDS headings in terms of defining the scope of the products. So there's plenty of substantial evidence to support the commerce determination. We have common physical characteristics. We have common uses in terms of in building gas systems. Sometimes you're attaching to a gas meter. Sometimes you're attaching to a boiler or to a gas range, but you're all part of the piping system. You have similar methods of distribution at the wholesale level. You have the common perceptions in the industry and by users. You would have a Baltimore Gas and Electric going to a pipe valves and fittings distributors and buying gas meters and swivels to go with the gas meters they're installing at the home, but buying a union or another type of fitting to go when BG&E hooks up the gas boiler at my home. So these are all similar products. And as you stated earlier, all the department needs to find that these products together, which is, and by the way, I think actually the original request for a scope ruling did in fact, by saying, going to A.Y. McDonald, say, we want a scope ruling on gas meter swivels and nuts. So the perception by using the and, the conjunctive, that they would be used together, which was common in the industry, that meter swivels and nuts went together. We had these customs rulings saying we're treating them together. I don't think that this court could find that the department erred by making a common sense reading that. They seem to have been treated together. They seem to often, maybe not always, but often be sold together. They seem to be manufactured together.
Where's the evidence that they're sold together?
All of the... everything in the record that the court is pointing to, including what you passed out before, is that swivels and nuts are always in the same catalogs. I would point to...
They're in the same catalog.
Correct.
That doesn't mean they're sold together. There's an awful lot of different car parts in a car catalog.
Yeah, when I say they're sold together, they may not always come in and buy. I would presume that you're not going to, if you're installing a new gas meter, you're not going to buy just a nut for the gas meter and not buy a swivel to hook the pipe up to the nut.
If you're buying a new gas meter, you're always going to buy a swivel and a nut. That doesn't justify treating the meter as part of the set.
No, you wouldn't treat the meter. Just as you said before, you wouldn't treat the pipe. But the fact is, they're all sold in the context of being different malleable pipe fittings. The purchaser doesn't always have to buy them all together, but I think they're acknowledged by... distributors, by manufacturers,
that the evidence shows they're almost always sold together.
I meant in conjunction, not always every time purchased together, but they're part of, you don't find gas meter swivels on page 2 of the catalog and gas meter nuts on page 217. They're normally on the same page as they are here on this record.
So just one question for you. What about this document that was handed up? I mean, that is that proper for us to look at? Is that part of the record here?
I think so. I think these normally are sets. I mean, I think the common sense are that the swivel and the nut.
Was the second page, if you know, part of the record?
I do not remember it being part of the record. There was, I think, as plaintiff's counsel stated, there was a lot of catalogs put initially by all sides on this record, and I can't remember all of the hundreds of pages. I think we tried to pick out the most appropriate ones for the appendix.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, 3 minutes.
Have 5 seconds before my time starts. I've been in a lot of courts, seen a lot of A's. I have no earthly reason why I brought with me today, actually one of my co-counsel. This is the complete Equimeter brochure. All pictures were made in the color, as counsel wishes to look at it. I went to sleep with the bailiff, and you may look at it. It does, in fact, forever have the two pages you pictured, plus a lot of other things.
That's very helpful, Mr. Jones. So we know it was part of the record.
It was part of the record, and the likelihood of my bringing you here today was remote. But anyway, you must have had something in mind. Two or three things real quickly. Every catalog that we put in here about gas meter swivels and nuts does talk about gas meter swivels and gas meter nuts. They don't talk about malleable iron pipe fittings in the same catalog. App 120, 121 has the Ward gas meter catalog from Mr. Shagrin's client. There are four separate blocks. One is connecting nuts, the other three are swivels. They're advertising the same catalog, not as sets, not as units, not together, etc. As to the scope determination, we requested a separate ruling from Customs. We did file one request for a scope determination. In private practice, it's a little hard to sell a client that you have two products that are caught by the same thing. I'm going to have to prepare 200-page submissions because of the fact that I'm going to refer to the same exhibits, but I'm going to have to talk about a swivel in one hand and a nut in another. I've been practicing for a little over 40 years. If I have two problems, if I can get them in one letter, I put them in one letter. So. Anyway, at Customs, the Customs Service, and I would refer you to page 7 of my reply brief, specifically referred to nuts and swivels as being two distinct articles of commerce. Now, they ultimately ruled they're in the same tariff classification against my client's interest, but they're in the same rule. Now, Your Honor, Judge Moore, quite correct, the union, three pieces, comes together, it's sewn together, and as you can see in a single package, a union's inside. So we rest on the premise, we think there is no substantial evidence on any of the five factors as respect nuts and as respect gas and air swivels. I've got 45 seconds.
All right.
And
thank you, all counsel, for taking the appeal under advice.
All rise.